I thank each and every one of you for joining us on the call. And we're going to go ahead at this time before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning, truly humble, truly grateful, truly thankful for your loving kindness, for your new mercies. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't give us leftover mercies, but you give us brand new mercies every morning, and we say thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the master's call and the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for these wonderful women of God. We ask that you continue to bless them, bless their families, continue to open doors for them. We thank you for their excellence, and we thank you for the entire TMC family. We thank you for our speaker this morning, and we know, Father God, because you're so faithful, you've already downloaded a special word into their spirit. We ask that you would anoint their vocal cords and that their message will come forth with clarity and with power. We thank you for your word, hallelujah. And Father God, as you tell us, we are to bring all of our cares to you because you careth for us. And we continue to call out the name of Zelda Hunter, Father God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you give her special strength, special comfort, as she has been going through a very difficult time of grieving and the loss of her father making his transition to you, Lord God. But she's also a caregiver for others in her families. And we just call out her name and ask, Lord, that you be with her in a very, very special way. We pray for all of those that have different concerns and issues on their hearts and minds as they come to this telecommunication sanctuary this morning, and we ask that you would do a great work and minister uniquely and special to each caller on this line. We love you, we bless you, and we thank you that you are God and God all by yourself. So we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want to say I love you all. I pray that you will have a wonderful day. And at this time, I'm going to turn the call over to the host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Chief.
I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. The floor is yours. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for greeting these wonderful men and women of God. Thank you for opening us up in prayer. And good morning to you, family. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. And along with Minister Ada, we welcome you to the Master's Call, to this wonderful call. It's a call all about the King of Kings, the Great I Am, our Master, our Lord, and our Savior. And this call was founded by two lovely women of God. We love them, and we are so glad that they listened, they heard, they moved forward, and this call was manifested. So we say thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She's known as Miss Superfantastic. And thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She's affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. We are so honored to be part of this team, and we are so glad that we have this call, and we are so glad that you joined us. Well, we stand on Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," because that's what we do. It is about praying. It is about seeing God manifest in your lives. It is about hearing the word of God, and that's what we do. Our mission statement is truly enriching us, enhancing us, and empowering us as a believer each and every single day. And we also have a website for you. You can feel free to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Minister Tiffany, she ministered yesterday about being a virtuous woman, and you can listen to that message on our website. You can download it, and again, it is themasterscall.net. And we also have an email address for you, and our email address, feel free to send us your prayer requests, your praise reports. If you would like to join our team as a prayer intercessor, if you would like to bring a word forward that the Lord has instructed you to do so, you can send all of those prayer requests, praise reports to our email, and it is info@themasterscall.net. And you heard Minister Ada say, Friday we have two parts. We have prayer. We take your prayer requests right after this call. So we invite you to stay on the line. Let us know what's going on with you. We want to rejoice with you, and we want to pray for you. We are honored to take your prayer requests, and that will be immediately following this call. But let me tell you about an awesome, awesome health and wellness company, and that is one of the main reasons many of you have an opportunity to find out about our awesome call. And that company is Artis International. It is a health and wellness company, and many of us are entrepreneurs because of Artis International. We have a morning motivational call, and that call also is immediately following this call. It is hosted by a team of wonderful men and women, founded by one of our platinum presidents, the godmother of Artis International, platinum president Dorothy Cook. These leaders, they get together and encourage us and teach us and help us continue to have successful businesses. Well, that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And you can listen to that call if you are an artist entrepreneur, or for those who were invited to this call, go back to the person who invited you here. They will share with you more about our awesome company, more about this awesome call. But I'm going to get out of the way right now, and I'm going to share with you about this mighty man of God. He is a bishop, Bishop Steve Belgrove. He accepted the Lord at a very, very young age in Levantine Open Bible Church in Port of Spain, Trinidad. Bishop Steve Belgrove, he also received his associate degree from the Brooklyn Theological Seminary in Christian Counseling. He studied at the Joint College of Bishops Congress with Beulah Heights University, and he received his certificate there. He also studied at Cipriani Labor College in Trinidad, West Indies, and he received several certificates in advanced human resource management, marketing, accounting, and auditing. Praise God. He received his Bachelor's of Ministry from the Ambassador College of Ministries and Theological Seminary. And he is an awesome man of God who also founded His Majesty Ministry in Trinidad, and he's been ministering throughout the United States. He also serves as the associate pastor and a member of staff in evangelism and special event planning at Elam International Fellowship under the leadership of the late Archbishop Wilbert S. McKinley. And when he left Elam with the blessings, of course, of the Archbishop, he founded and he began His Majesty International Fellowship Incorporated. And now it's located at 399 Rockaway Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Bishop, I'm going to tell my sister-in-law so she can attend. He, along with his lovely wife, Pastor Donna Belgrove, and his two beautiful children, Stephen and Carissa, they are all actively involved in the ministry. Bishop Steve Belgrove was appointed to the bishop designate after a year of testing and investigation. He was confirmed as being worthy for elevation, praise the Lord, and consecration to serve in the office of bishop in the Lord's church. Accordingly, in 2009, he was consecrated by the Council of International Charismatic Bishops of the Conference of International Charismatic Ministries under Archbishop Joseph Alexander of the New Covenant Dominion Christian Church. Well, family, I want the man of God to come forward. I know he has a word for us from the Lord. make sure you have your iPad, your word, your pen, whatever you use to write it down. Be ready to hear what this anointed, appointed man of God, our bishop, Bishop Steve Belgrove. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Could you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, and thank you very much. And it's a pleasure once again to share with God's people from the Word of God. To the artist family and to the Master's Call family, I say, I greet you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The word the Lord placed upon my heart to share with you comes from numerous scripture verses, and I trust as you take the time to record all the scriptures, your heart will be inspired and you will be encouraged that you have the power to do the work of God. You have the power to do great and awesome things. So I'm going to take you on a journey once more through the scriptures because I believe the word of God is sufficient to meet every need that we have in our life. And to all our mothers on the line, I know this weekend is Mother's, well, this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. I say to you a special happy Mother's Day in advance, and I trust you will have a wonderful Mother's Day. Now for the word. Heavenly Father and God, I ask that you bless me, touch my lips, that I will declare, thus saith the Lord unto your people. Cause an anointing fire to light in the hearts of your people as we are reminded from your precious holy word that we have the power. We have the power to do great and awesome things for your kingdom. Bless me even right now. Anoint me with the anointing that makes preaching easy. This I ask in your precious holy name. Amen and amen. Wherever you are, under the sound of my voice, I would like to encourage you to make this declaration. I have the power. I would not be able to hear you, but you can let it ring out. I have the power. One more time. I have the power. I'm going to take you through the scriptures, starting from the book of Luke, chapter 24 and verse 49. The Bible says, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. The words from Jesus Christ himself, encouraging his disciples to wait for the power. Sometimes in our lives, the most difficult thing for us to do is to wait. We feel as though things are just moving around us and it's out of control. But there are times in our lives when God desires of us to just sit back and wait and let him do what he has to do for us. So I encourage our listeners today, have some quiet time with the Lord. Wait in the presence of the Lord. Don't be overwhelmed with all the cares of this world or all the activities that we are involved in. Make sure you spend some time with your God, because in this experience, he will endure you. And the word endured means to be clothed, to be covered. So you will be covered from the crown of your head right down to the sole of your feet with power. That's the kind of power God will release upon you, and it's from God himself, not from man, but from the all-powerful one. Praise the name of the Lord. So I'm going to take you on through a journey. Why do we need this power? The question is asked. Hallelujah. So many times we are faced with challenges in our lives, and the challenges could cause fear or stir fear within our hearts. So God said in his word in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power. How do we counteract fear? Artist family and team, the Master's Call family, how do you counteract fear? By functioning and flowing in the spirit of power, in the spirit of love, and even having and maintaining a sound mind. So God says for you to overcome any fear that will paralyze you and that will hinder you from going forward, you flow in the power that comes from God. Declare it one more time. I have the power. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, the Bible teaches us, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I call this power to crush the enemy, power to crush anything that stands against you. God says, I have given you the power. So when God has given it to you, no man can take it from you. And when God is giving it, no man can step in the way and short circuit your opportunity to receive it. And that power is to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. Everyone that desires to hurt you, everything that has been designed to destroy you, God says, I am giving you that power to crush it in the name of Jesus. I believe even right now the anointing of God is flowing. Because there are some people under the sound of my voice. You're saying, I need this power. The enemy has been pressing against me. But I say according to the word of God, God says, I give unto you the power to tread down the enemy. So stamp on the enemy's head in Jesus' name. The Bible goes on to say in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20, the Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The power is already at work in you. Hallelujah. You can rejoice today because the power is already at work in you, in your life. And it's the power to do exceeding abundant above all you can ask or think. This is the God that we serve. He is releasing into your life that power that gives you the ability to perform the things you desire. Many times we desire to do some things in our lives, but we don't have the ability to do it. But God says he has given us that power, and he is stirring that power to work on the inside of us. In the name of Jesus, I challenge your heart that the power of God at work in you gives you the ability to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or even think. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Have your confidence, family. Have your confidence in God and in his power. Oh, glory to God. That's the place God wants us to stand, having confidence in God's power. Praise the name of the Lord. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, the Bible teaches us, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. I shared this scripture because many times when we stand and we flow in confidence, those that have not yet come into a relationship with God will think what you're doing is foolishness. They will think it's strange. They cannot understand it. Sometimes we ourselves cannot even explain it. But I'm here to encourage your hearts. To those that have come to the knowledge of Jesus, those of us, hallelujah, whose lives have been transformed by the power of God. Hey, hallelujah. The preaching of the cross, the living of living by faith, and our confidence in God. It is the power of God. Hallelujah. I say to each and every one of us today, you have the power. We have the power. We have the power to stand on the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible teaches us in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29. And before I read that, I just want to encourage your heart, because in this life's journey, sometimes we are burdened down with the cares of this world. Our children, our homes, are the very challenges of this world. This world has its way of taking a toll on our bodies, on our psyche, on our minds. And there are times you would feel tired and weary. There are times as human beings we feel discouraged. But the Lord says, when we tarry in the presence of God, we are endued with that power. The power of God is rekindled in our lives so that we can demonstrate the power of God. And this scripture, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29, it says, he giveth power to the faint. So don't be discouraged, my brothers and my sisters. If at times in your life you feel faint, you feel weak, you feel discouraged by the cares of this world, sometimes the challenges will seem so great before you. I want to encourage your heart today that God giveth power even to the faint. Hallelujah. God knows our frailties. God understands who we are. So he releases the power to us to revive and to renew our strength. The Bible says he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. When you feel as though all your strength is gone, I say unto you, call on Jesus, because he will increase your strength. He will renew you so that you can mount up with wings as eagles. Hallelujah. You can run and not be weary. You can walk and not faint. Oh, glory to God. Give God a praise with me, because God is a God of power. He's a God of might. He's a God of strength. Hallelujah. And finally, hallelujah, brothers and sisters, the Bible teaches us about a young man called Stephen. Hallelujah. He was chosen as one of the deacons in the early church. And as he began to declare the word of God, the Bible began to show us that his ministry became visible. He was attacked. He became a martyr for the gospel. Sometimes we feel as though we are being martyred for the gospel. We are being persecuted for the gospel. I'm encouraging you, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? His family and saints of God, when you go forth, you know that God is going to work it out for you. God is going to do awesome things on your behalf. Whatever you touch, God is going to bless it and increase it. I declare in the name of Jesus, good things will come your way. The Bible says in book of Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Are you expecting a miracle today? Are you expecting a divine intervention from God today? I'm saying unto you, draw from the power God has given you, and by your hands, by your lips, by your strength, through the power of God that's working on the inside of you, miracles could be performed. Great signs and wonders could be manifested. So stand on the authority of God's word, because I declare unto you today, God has given you the power. So you can declare with me today, I have the power. As we go forth doing the work of God, as we go forth in our daily routines, declare it, I have the power. God has given it unto me, and he is the all-powerful God. Heavenly Father and God, I thank you today. I thank you for your precious word, which is an inspiration to our hearts and to our lives. Lord, I thank you for everyone on the call today, even right now, Lord, that their hearts are inspired and encouraged, that we have the power. I declare in the name of Jesus that this power will be used for your honor and your glory. We will be constantly reminded of the great power you have endued upon us. You have clothed us with that power, and we shall do great and awesome things in your precious holy name. God bless you. God bless you, and continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God, Bishop Belgrove. When you just prayed over us, glory to God, we are in agreement with that awesome prayer. We have the power. Praise the Lord. We can tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, because there is not one thing that can hurt us. We can stand on the promises, because God can't fail. And we know that we can rest in the promises of our Savior. Praise the Lord. Well, family members, if you want to hear this message again, this awesome message letting you know the authority that you have in God's word and in his power, feel free to dial. If you want to hear it today only, dial 712-432-1085. And the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND. Otherwise, you can go back to our website, themasterscall.net, and you can listen to it there and put it on your social media page. Don't forget, stay on the call with us. We do have part two. We are going to continue talking and praying, knowing that we have the power of God, as we come in agreement with your prayer request. But let me go ahead and give you the MMC number. That number is, and this is our morning motivational call, it is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Go over, listen to, be encouraged by our platinum leaders. Stay on the call if you can. We want you. We want to pray for you. We want to rejoice with you. You heard what the bishop has said to us, Bishop Steve Belgrove. You have the power, and I am going to turn this awesome call over to our affectionately known Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, so we can continue and the same anointing that's moving forward. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Thank you, thank you. I'm here. Bishop, could you give us our benediction for those who will not be able to stay on the call, and then I will be right back on. Thank you, and man of God, what a powerful, powerful word.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's pray at this time. Father, even right now, I bless each and every one on the prayer line. Oh, God, even their families, we release a supernatural extension of the blessings. Lord, we pray that our hearts will be encouraged. Those that came on with requests, Lord, it shall be responded to with positive results. Lord, I ask that you cover those that must go, God, let them go with the anointing of God. Oh, God, I pray that you will continue to bless this prayer line and everyone that's on this prayer line. And may the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, remain, and abide with us now and forever. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.
Amen.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. What a rich, timely word. We so appreciate you taking out time from your busy schedule to always be with us when we ask you to. We don't take that for granted or take that lightly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to Minister Ada, thank you so much for greeting God's people and getting them all situated and open and still to hear this powerful word this morning. and to our prayer general, Minister Robin, thank you so much, as always, for hosting this call and being such a viable, important part of our family. Well, as she said, each and every Friday, our mandate and our mission is to always hear your prayer request and to celebrate with you on your praise reports. The queue is open. All you have to do is hit *6, and then 1 will bring you into the queue. We do have a couple of prayer requests that we do want to remember. We do want to continue again to lift up Zelda Hunter and her family with the homegoing of her father. His celebration service will be Monday at the Veterans Memorial Cemetery. But we want to celebrate and lift her up for the homegoing of Thomas Burleson, Zelda Hunter's father. We also want to lift up our dear new distributor, Ivory, out in Phoenix, Arizona, who had 3 untimely homegoings and it's been very hard on her family. She's been very concerned, of course, about her mother, with different ones who have gone home to be with the Lord, and 3 funerals today and tomorrow over these next 3 days. So we want to lift up and call out Ivory's name and her family in prayer in Arizona and keep her lifted up. We also want to continue to pray for Leroy, call out his name, Godmother's son. We know he's been on a list waiting for a kidney and had some complications and challenges, but our God is faithful, and he is out of ICU and doing well and all the things and the problems that the doctor said would be permanently damaged to him when he came out, none of it. Whose report will we believe and testify? The report of the Lord. So we want to continue to call out Leroy's name and just to believe God for his total healing of his body and restoration of those kidneys. So we're just thanking God for his faithfulness through it all. And we always are going to be praying for our bishop, to pray for him because of him just being who he is, a mouthpiece with a powerful, profound message that Bishop Steve brought us this morning. All righty, so if you have a prayer request, again, hit *6 and then 1, and it'll bring you right into our queue so that we can hear your prayer request or your praise report. We always want to celebrate with you, too, when our God shows up and shows out. But we're going here to the north side of town to our beloved Martha Marie Preston, our platinum president, whom we love and esteem so dearly. Good morning, Miss Marie.
Good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. Always good hearing your voice.
Good. Let me first say I thank God for the word. That was a powerful word this morning. Then I want to say to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day to y'all. Hey, I hope you get everything that you want. And let me tell you this. I got a prayer request and a praise report. My niece was driving. She wasn't driving. She was riding in a car in Bryan, Texas, Sunday morning. Her and 3 other girls, y'all might have saw it on the news, there's 2 of them died. One of them got a leg amputated, and she's still in ICU. And my niece was riding with them, and they kind of crushed her chest a little bit, broke her, that, I guess that's the collarbone or whatever, but she's doing fine. They let her out to hospital yesterday, so she's doing really a lot better. And I guess today they having one of the girls filmed, and next week they having one of the other ones. So I just thank God for saving her, and I want to pray for those families out there that lost their loved one. We'll lift them up in prayer. And God,
What is your niece's first name, Miss Marie?
Tanisha, and her last name Preston. My nephew Barry is his daughter.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just want y'all to pray for them, keep them covered in prayer, keep us in y'all prayer. And my mother, you know, she's 90 years old, and I took her Mother's Day dress and a purse and a jewelry stuff so she can look cute on Sunday for church. So she already strutting around in the house thinking she's looking good, okay? She's doing great. She's doing fine, y'all. She's stronger than ever. And she looking, me looking good, Dr. Vanessa. So I just thank God for her. So we're going to pray. I want y'all to keep her covered in prayer. And then you tell Mama Josie I said hello and we love her too. Okay?
Amen. Amen. She grinning already. Her baby hadn't even arrived. And she already looking forward to Kenny coming down here. We definitely celebrate Miss Madea. I'm glad you got her looking all sharp, ready for tomorrow, for Sunday. Amen. Yes. I did hear that car wreck. Wow. I remember very clearly there in College Station. It was all on the news. So we definitely will be lifting it. And I know that was your niece involved in that. So we got her name down, and we will definitely commit to prayer and to cover her in prayer. Wow,
Amen.
Wow. All right. Anything else, Missy?
That's it, honey. We love y'all. Y'all take care.
And you have a blessed Mother's Day weekend.
All right. Thank you, honey.
All right. Is there anyone else? Just again, hit star 6 and then 1 and coming down to the queue. If not, we will go to prayer and be lifting up all these mothers, natural and spiritual, to pray. Okay, 0771. 0771.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Dr. Francis.
Welcome
to the Master's Call.
Good morning. I am putting in prayer requests for all the mothers for Sunday, especially the single parent mothers. Yesterday in the day of prayer, we prayed for them because there's so many of them that's having a trying, very trying time now with everything that's going on with the young people around the nation and here in New York City. So I'm praying for mothers, especially the single parents.
Mm-hmm.
And covering the leaders of the churches in prayer, lifting up my pastor, Dr. Creflo Dollar. I'm praying for Pastor Bernard and all of the other leaders of the churches across the nation.
We definitely will across the nation. Thank you. Appreciate you, Ms. Deborah. You have a blessed Mother's Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. All right, I think this is an Atlanta number, 1900. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa and Master's Call family. This is Rebecca Thomas from Snellville, Georgia.
Good morning. Good morning, sweetheart.
I have a praise report, and I have a prayer request all together. And my praise report is for just that divine appointment I had last Friday with Shaquille O'Neal and how.
Yes,
and I just want to make sure that my prayer is that, you know, all of his products come when they need to come, and then we go forward with a, you know, the appointment with him to put his abdomen in, and that, you know, like the Holy Spirit just has his way. I just need to say the right things and just, you know, like follow the Lord's lead with this appointment. And
you will. I got your email and was just so blessed, and we already started committing that to prayer. And I think many of you on the line heard Miss Rebecca give her testimony on our MMC call, how she went into her bank and there in Snellville outside of Atlanta. And to her surprise, there was Shaquille O'Neal in the bank. And long story short, she remembered to be bold, and she spoke with him, and he ended up ordering product. And even when she called our big success center in Las Vegas, they didn't believe her, so she sent them pictures because she had taken some pictures of her and Shaq. And so we are just so excited for that divine connection, and we will joyfully with her pray that everything goes smoothly with her getting the product, getting it out to him and his wife, and they even want to do more things with us. I just think that when we always pray for God to order our steps, man, we don't have any idea how awesome that can be. And I just remember meeting you when you were there in Houston and your beautiful smile, and I've already been praying for you and I'm so excited for you. So we just got you covered, sweetheart. We got you covered in prayer and know that all will be well.
Thank you so much. And I had another one too, because sure. I have one of my like a business builder with me. I guess like right now she's like really my only one. But when she saw the picture of Shaq, she was like, okay, now when is this business training, like on, you know, for the webinar, and what where's the call? She was like really excited.
Amen.
So, yeah, so I'm praying for her too, and she's having her baby also on May 23rd. So that's another thing too, because she wanted, you know, I was telling her about the chocolate Nutrishake, and how like I had some other people, like they just got pregnant, like I guess, and she wanted to have a baby. So she actually joined, and she was like, you know, I want to have, you know, she's like, I want to have another baby, and she joined. She got the Nutrishake, and then like 3 months later, you know, she was like, well, not 3 months later, but then like she just told me like in May, she was like, hey, remember that baby that I wanted? Well, I'm having the baby shower. And that's when I, you know, that's when she told me, like I connected back with her again. And she told me that she, you know, was having the baby. And I was just like really surprised. I know this is an artist baby.
Amen. Now, what is her name?
Her name is Monique Salahan.
Okay, Miss Monique. Wow, that is neat. And you said she's having the baby or having a baby shower this week?
She's having her baby May 22nd. That's her date.
Okay. Wow, you have a lot of exciting things happening there in Atlanta.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Master's Call family.
Thank you, and a happy Mother's Day to you, sweetheart. We so love and appreciate you. And I tell you, that was such an exciting call when she gave that testimony. And then when I noticed your email that you had sent us, I've been really praying for you that all is well. And God ordered your steps like that. God's going to walk it through. But we're going to cover it in prayer so that there won't be any hiccups and everything will go smoothly. And that will be such a blessing and divine connection for you with Shaquille O'Neal. And we're just excited for you. All right, is there anybody else who needs to give us a prayer request or a praise report? Or we will go to the Lord in prayer. I think I saw Minister Ada hop in the queue. Was that you? Minister Ada, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Praise God. Just a quick praise report. I have been released by my doctor to go back to work. So I just want to praise God for something about the number three, for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, for these 3 months of rejuvenation and rest. There are some issues that are still going on, but the manifestation of healing is coming forth in Jesus' name. So I am going to be taking my return to work physical and the whole process. And I'm just praising God. This has been really quite a journey with the different challenges with my mom and myself. But to God be the glory for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. And thank the bishop for giving such a great word that truly pumped me up this morning. So I just wanted to thank all of those of you who have been praying for me and my mom during this journey. I can't thank you enough. Your prayers have meant so much to me, and it has just been a real blessing. And now as I return, I'm excited to go back to work. I believe God already has a position specifically for me to go back to. So I am just thanking God for this time, and I'm looking forward to what he has in store for me. So back to you, Dr. V. I love you and appreciate you. God bless.
Love you, too. We're going to miss hearing you so much on the call, but we understand, and that's what we've been praying for you to get healthy and no surgery and to go back. So what an awesome praise report, and happy Mother's Day to you. All righty, we're going to head out to Tennessee to 2280. Good morning, woman of God. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Just speak up a little bit louder, sweetheart.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
A little better, Miss Janice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're real distant, but that's okay. We'll work it out. Go on.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Much better.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and the our morning MMC call. This is Janice from Memphis, Tennessee, and I couldn't just stay on the line and not share this praise report. My daughter, Jana Mitchell, was in law school, and she completed her final exam on yesterday. And it's just such a blessing, and the real blessing is that she texted everybody yesterday and said how thankful she was that we all supported her and did everything. She just made this announcement like 3 years ago that she had decided to go to law school. And she reminded each of us that on the day that she finished her final exam here at Memphis, that she did have a very serious car accident. And she totaled her car. And, of course, she didn't get another car because, after she totaled it. And it's just such a blessing that she realized that God had, and she said it to the family, that she realized that God had something else, something better for her life than to take it, because she was in her seatbelt, and it just could have been a total different celebration or reminder on yesterday instead of her having her last final. So I just want to thank God for sparing my child and then blessing her to be able to stay focused and to realize one of her dreams. And what she has to do now, she is coming to Houston to finish up one class that they're not offering this summer here, and then she will proceed to graduate in August. So I just want to thank God for what he's done for her and for the family, and I want to thank God mostly that she realizes that, you know, it is the Lord's doing that she's where she is and doing what she's doing. And I just pray that all will go well with her last class and that, you know, she will get things situated in Houston, that everything will go well. So that's my prayer request and my praise report this morning, and I want to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day on Sunday.
Amen. Now, where is she going to go to school in Houston?
I can't remember the name, but it's a Houston School of Law or Texas School of Law.
Oh, okay. Because I know there's University of Houston Law School and Texas Southern has a law school.
Not Texas Southern. It's not Texas Southern.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
I'm sorry, but I can't remember. I'll keep you posted on it and let you know how it's done, you know, what school she's in and everything. But she's already got everything set up, and she's got her classes scheduled, and she will be coming down the weekend before Memorial Day.
Praise God. Well, that is a big congratulations to you, Mother. And we are always so glad to hear from you, and you also have a very blessed Mother's Day.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, is there anyone else who wants to come to the queue before we go to the Lord in prayer? We're just so excited on this Mother's Day weekend. I usually always love to minister about the history of Mother's Day and us remembering mothers as the givers of life. And for those who are spiritual mothers, like myself, as well as those who are natural mothers, that God has allowed us to be a nurturer, an encourager, a pillar in so many people's lives. And we just thank God and celebrate all of our mothers this weekend. Okay, let's go to the Lord. And Spirit of the living God, we thank you first for just being God, to be so faithful to us, even sometimes we have not been as faithful to you, to allow us to see this day, this Friday, full of the encouragement to know that your hand, your mercy, your grace has been upon us. Father, we thank you this Mother's Day weekend, as we celebrate the backbone, the unit to our families that does so much, gives so freely, just forever doing so much to keep the family together, the nurturer, Father, the encourager, the disciplinary, all those things that mothers have been through the years. We take the time to show love, to express the love, and we thank you for an opportunity, even on this call, to let all the mothers know. We thank you for the mouthpiece that you used this morning. We lift up Bishop Steve Belgro. We just speak strength back into his body. We just thank you for the awesome word that he deposited in our hearts and our spirits today. Continue to bless him in his going in and coming out this weekend with his wife and family and his church family and all those lives and responsibilities that you've entrusted him. We thank you, Father, that he took out the time to come by this call and pour into our hearts and into our lives. We thank you that you stir up the gifts of God even the more in this your man's servant. I thank you even for the greater things you have in him still yet to do. I thank you even for the books that are in his belly that are yet to come, the new campuses that are yet to come, the great visions that you still have given this your man's servant. And he took the time to remind us to wait on the power of the Lord and to flow in that power. We thank you for that timely, strategic word from our spiritual father, your mouthpiece this morning. Encourage him, fill him back up, just bless him in each and every way. Bless his business with artists. And we thank you even for those who brought him in. We thank you for Pastor Derek and Pastor John and their friendship and camaraderie in Christ there in New York. Now, Father, we just thank you as we continue to cover Sister Zelda. And, Father, even as we pray for her strength, even as she's still being the caregiver for her her stepmother and others around, I just thank you. She's been planning and preparing for this upcoming homegoing of her father. I speak traveling mercies for her son who is coming in from Germany, that he arrives safely tomorrow. I just thank you, Father, for all the family. Give them peace. Give them comfort in this season. I thank you, Father, that everything works together and that as you will let them celebrate the light, celebrate the memories of Thomas Burleson, that they feel the prayers and she feels the love of her artist family. We send that same love and comfort to our fellow distributor, Ivy in Phoenix. I just thank you, even with three homegoing ceremonies this weekend, we send the word of comfort. We send the word of peace. We send the word of unity in that family, that they will remember the lives and the legacy that these loved ones live. We thank you that she has special prayers for her mother to be comforted during this time. And so we lift up her mother. We thank you for her life, her strength, her peace as she celebrates the life of these loved ones today and tomorrow. And Father, we thank you again for all the mothers near and far. We continue to lift up the situation in Baltimore and all those situations around the country that we know and we don't know. We pray for your divine intervention. We pray for your peace, your wisdom. Father, racism is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We curse the assignment of the enemy that would try to come in and cause strife, confusion, and inhabit the souls of those who don't even realize they're being used as tools, and pray for the enemy. But I thank you for the light of Christ that shines on that situation, and justice shall be done for this young man and for all of those in that situation. We pray for the police. You've given them authority. So, Father, all are not bad, but you are working that situation out for your glory and their good. Father, we thank you, and we call out Tanisha's name, Martha Marie Preston's niece. We thank you that even at the healing of her broken collarbone, we send the word of healing. Thank you, Father God, first for sparing her life. The blood hedge of protection around her, and we send the word of comfort to those other family members whose daughters and loved ones are now with you. I thank you even over this weekend as they memorialize them and as they celebrate their lives. We thank you for comforting. No parent wants to bury their child. So we thank you that you comfort those family members in a special way. And we just continue to speak divine restoration. And, Father, let this event be a life-changing event for Tanisha, that she is reminded of how fragile life is and how we all have a purpose and a divine mandate on our lives that we must accomplish. Father, we pray for Marie's mother, Madeira, that even though folks thought she'd be out of here, another day of life, 90 years young. Father, we just thank you. And then all these mothers, my mothers, and all these matriarchs who have so toiled and been there for us throughout the years, let this be a very, very special weekend of love and adoration for them. And, Father, we thank you for Deborah as we pray for the single parent moms, she asked especially, who have so much on them. As we pray for all mothers, a special prayer for those single parent moms who are being the mother and the father. Strengthen their bodies, encourage their hearts, remind them that they are loved and appreciated, and that as they walk this walk out, let them be the light and the pillar and be positioned to raise up young men and women of God who love you and are filled with the love of God. We cover the leaders of the church across the country as she called out Pastor A.R. Bernard and Pastor Creflo Dollar, but all the men and women of God who Sunday after Sunday, day after day, week after week, have been called to be leaders in the body of Christ. Cover them with your blood. Download your Sophia wisdom into their hearts. We speak the blood hedge of protection around them and their families. We cancel and curse the spirits of backlash or retaliation that the enemy would try to bring. Father, we lift up a special word to Pastor A.R. Bernard and his family, even as they're still grieving the transition of his son. So we just thank you, even in this time, in this season, first Mother's Day, where he will not be there with his wife and children. So we send words of comfort to that family in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we celebrate with Miss Rebecca there in Snailville how you ordered her steps in that bank to meet Shaquille O'Neal and how you highlighted her heart, her countenance, and she won favor with Shaq. And we just thank you that as he has already purchased product and already looking forward to the success, I just thank you for a smooth transition. We already speak a smooth appointment. Feel Rebecca's mouth with not just good words of a salesperson, but, Father, the anointing of Christ that will destroy every yoke. Father, anoint her mouth to be your messenger, your minister in the marketplace. And as she goes and delivers the product, Father, we just thank you that all aspects of the encounter, the meeting, the trying on of the garments, the ordering even of new product, that it will just be a blessing and that you'll do that Ephesians 3:20 for her. Father, we pray for Miss Monique, who will be having her baby on May 22nd. We speak to her womb and call this baby healthy and blessed. And then we just thank you for your divine intervention. We thank you for those artist products and that NutriShake that gave the nutrients to her body. And all those, and more so just a divine touch from you. But we call this baby healthy and whole. Excite her and encourage her even with her artist business there. We thank you for Minister Ada. Oh, Father, we just thank you how you've touched her body. You've been the Jehovah Rapha doctor, that even these 3 months that she was able to rest and her body be rejuvenated, revived, and refreshed. I thank you for the healing virtue that still flows from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Now we thank you for the favor that you've given her, even as she's been building up her artist team and she's been off. And now with expectation of the awesome new things you're going to do for her when she returns to work. Oh, Father, even though we'll miss her as much on the call, we thank you for the divine season you've given her and know that there'll be other times that she will be on our call, but we're excited for this promotion of your blessings on her life, on her and Doug and their Abraham project coming up and their blessings on Ergo Productions. We just thank you, Daddy God, for all you're doing for her and through her. We thank you for our dear sister Janice there in Memphis. We thank you for Jana, her daughter, and completing her final exam. We thank you that 3 years ago you put a desire, you put a vision in her heart, and we thank you she did not grow weary in well-doing. And even as she presses on and comes to Houston and completes this last course, we speak the blessings and the favor of God. Now, we thank you for your ministering angels being around that car, even with the accident. We thank you for sparing her life. And just like Tanisha's life, we just thank you, God, as we pray to you, as we ask for your hedge of protection, as we plead the blood of Jesus over our families each and every day, we watch your hand, stay the hand of the enemy, and we thank you for her life, and we thank you for the great success she will have and even traveling mercies when she comes to complete the last leg of her journey. Now, Father, we thank you for all these spoken requests, but even the unspoken requests on the line today. We just thank you and glorify you and magnify your name. Now we decree and declare the blessings of God on each and every listener on this line. We decree and declare the blessings of God on each and every family, member of our TMC family, of our Artists International family, and on our body of believers of Jesus Christ. And as we are your hands extended, as we are your mouthpieces with a message, God, I thank you that we have a mandate and we are motivated in you to go out and share the love of Christ. As you order our steps as we leave this call, as you've encouraged our heart with that powerful word that you've deposited in our spirits, we thank you, Father God, for what you've already done, what you're doing now, and we're excited about what you're going to do this Mother's Day weekend. And let the love of Christ abide, rule, rest in our going in and our coming out. And until we come together again, we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus, for which there is no greater name. We seal this time of intercession in the blood of Jesus, knowing that there is ultimate, awesome, and anointed power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Daddy God, again for using your man of God to remind us of our mission and our commission to go out and be your ministers in the marketplace. So we seal this, decree and declare that it is done, and it is so in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Appreciate and love each and every one of you. Again, women of God, have a blessed Mother's Day. Be blessed to be a blessing to others. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday, and for many of you all, to hear you on the MMC call. So have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.